am I the jerk? Maybe I am. You tell me.
Am I the jerk? 1310@gmail.com. That's where you can send those, then those scenarios, and let us go. Donovan and Matt, thanks for doing the show. I need you guys to make a ruling on am I the jerk? That's why we are here. I was checking out at a store this week. Do we need to say the name? I doubt it. I was buying one item, a ream of paper, and wanted to get in and out quickly. There was only one register open, and the line seemed to be moving slowly. An employee came over and opened up a second register and pointed at me to move forward. I was fourth in line, so technically it was not my turn. But I thought maybe I was chosen because I only had one item and I was positioned directly in front of the register that just opened. Okay. Feeling a little guilty and wanting to move quickly to get out of the way, I had my credit card in hand and was ready to check out. The cashier then asked about my rewards number. I told him I was not a member and was fine to check out. He then said, "We need to set you up with an account so that you can earn your points." I then politely stated that I did not have time and preferred to check out the old-fashioned way. He then stated again that this would only take a few minutes and that they needed to have my info on file. Given there were other people in line and I did not want to slow the process, I simply stated, "No, thank you. I prefer not to give out my email address." At this point, he became visibly agitated.
Really?
And started muttering under his breath as if I was being difficult. Question: am I the jerk for declining to share my email address and phone number, or is he the jerk for being so insistent that this be part of the process? P.S. Why is it so important for stores to have our personal information every time we make a purchase?
That's incredible. The only thing I can think of was they must have been having some sort of a contest or whatever. Who can sign up the most people today that aren't already a member of whatever this is?
Because otherwise, no, why does this guy care?
That guy's not a jerk at all.
No, and then I think the one time you politely declined is like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like, just don't worry about it. You move on and you go forward.
That's, not a jerk. Not a jerk.
No, I don't think so.
No.
And I don't know if the guy is being a jerk to cashier. Probably he's just doing his job. Because they probably would say, hey, let's just try and get as many people signed up as we can. And you try to push a little to try and get it done.
But if he was muttering under his breath and stuff, if that's all true, then that's jerky.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah, it started and ended up being part of the jerkdom.
Right. Store guy just needs to let it go. Guy said no, just wants to check out. Say, okay, sir, I got you.
All right. Good morning, Invasion. A couple weeks back, I had a friend who needed help moving from his third floor apartment. I've helped him before, back when he had a basic studio, but this time he now lives with a female. And they have way more fancy, heavy furniture. Also, there are no elevators where you live. I've never really been a fan of moving, but since I have a truck, I tend to get asked often. Anyways, I purposely scheduled a doctor's appointment the same day that he needed help and uploaded on my Instagram story so he would see I wasn't lying. I felt justified not being a jerk since it's third floor with no elevators. Plus, I don't want to break any of their new stuff, but at the same time, kind of felt like a jerk because in 2 weeks he will be hosting a fantasy football tournament. So is he a jerk?
I don't think you're not obligated to help someone move unless you are the person living with the person.
I do feel like there's a certain part of some friendships that if you are being asked that you will go help. That there are a few people, even now in my old age, if they needed help moving, I would go and do it. I think it's a certain level of friendship. If you're just casual and they're asking just because you have a truck, yeah, I'm out. You can borrow my truck, but I'm not helping.
Yeah, and at this point I'd say, man, honestly, I'd rather help you pay to get movers than to move stuff. Because I reached that point a few years back where it's just, man, I'm not going to be moving stuff anymore. You know? Like, I mean, big stuff. Like, a giant couch or something like that.
Couches and furniture.
Right.
Fridge.
Especially in a situation like that. Now, when I moved into my house a year ago, I moved a ton of boxes. Like, I packed stuff up and loaded my car and took multiple trips doing that type of thing. But the big items, I did that on purpose because I was trying to make sure that when the movers came, it'd be as quick as possible so my cost would be as low as possible.
There is something to constructing your entire day to avoid helping somebody, though, where it's not jerky, but there's something to it. where you're trying to ease your guilty conscience by filling up your day with other items so that you, when you say no, you don't feel bad about it.
Yeah, I do think if that's just something you don't want to do,
just say no. Say it,
but
like, I can't help you this time.
No, but I got to schedule a doctor's appointment.
And then you post it just to make sure.
Kind of funny.
That may be leaning towards being a jerk a little bit, knowing
it's
that
like
that's the only
to tell
reason
your buddy,
you schedule
hey,
it.
I can't help you anymore. I can't do it. I'm
and
sorry.
Just like
doctor
we
said,
just like we tier quarterbacks, I think you tier friends in order of what sure. you're going to do as far as helping in a situation like that. And man, that's reserved for, especially third floor with no elevators and yeah. you're moving that stuff. That's reserved for like siblings and like very best friends.
That are down on their luck.
Yeah, you could be a really good acquaintance, and you're saying help move on the third floor. Whoo, man!
Yep.
You can have the truck.
Yep.
Just you know what? You don't even need to put the gas back in it when you bring it back.
Yeah.
That's how good of a friend I am.
I'd be out on the third floor move.
This morning. this back of mine is just not holding up.
It's just not what it once was. Because I mean, in my 20s and probably through a lot of my 30s, I moved and friends would help and I would help them. And
man, it was not even a thought, you know, because I did have the truck for, how long did I have my truck for? Maybe 8-9 years. And you wouldn't imagine people coming out of the woodworks. Hey, man, got a truck. Hey, can you come help me out? Okay. And then you get to the point of, all right, you can just have the truck. I think my dad has a truck and he was called on a lot to ask. My uncle has one. It's like, man, the truck is great. But people are always, who has a truck? Oh, Donovan has a truck. Let's call him. Yeah, we're not doing that.
Oh, yeah.
But that's now, yeah, I'm not moving anyone now.
Yeah, loading the U-Haul up and moving around wherever you go and
trying to navigate downstairs with a couch
it's
now.
Horrible,
I can't even wrap my head around that now.
Yeah, I can't remember the last time I moved that type of move. Well, it would have been, I guess. No, I'm trying to remember. Yeah, I haven't moved big, huge furniture pieces in a move in at least 10 years.
Yeah, you've moved so much that you probably have it down to a T.
Well, I did for a while because I moved. I mean, I didn't hire movers until I was in my mid-30s, so every year when I moved, it was me and friends or somebody, my brother, whatever, loading up a U-Haul and just driving somewhere and unloading.
Gosh.
And a lot of the times, what's funny, the progression of that, because originally I liked to be on the top floor of whatever apartment complex I lived in, so then moving was very similar to that email. Then it got to a point where I hate when I move that I have to go up all these stairs, so I started living like on the bottom floor.
Yeah.
And then it got to a point where I was like, I don't want to move stuff anymore.
It's crazy because I've only had two apartments. Well, take college out of the mix. You know, just on campus.
Yeah.
We move around there a lot
it's
because
crazy,
it's just college.
Man.
But once I got out, I moved once with a buddy of mine. We had an apartment. We had a second floor apartment out at 635 in Royal and Miller Lane. And then once we got married, our first apartment was bottom floor. Like, as I had the second floor at the first apartment, I was like, okay, I don't want to live on the second floor again. So if any apartment I was going to move to, I was going to be on the bottom floor.
Yeah.
And had that one, and then we moved into the house in Cedar Hill and then the house in Duncanville. So basically just three residences after I got married that I've had.
That's so insane. That's just insane. I mean, I've had two residences in the time that we've been doing the show.
Right, just two.
That was just two.
Yeah, I've had three in 30 years.
Right, and then I'll move again in a couple of years, I'm sure. I'm
just
not going to stay in my house forever.
Yeah, if you take the apartment, my parents' house, apartment with my buddy Roderick, the first one we got married, Cedar Hill, Duncanville. So that's five in a lifetime. Again, excluding college, because your dorms and those apartments, you're just kind of moving all over the place. That's expected.
One time when I moved from a third floor, we set up a mattress off the balcony in the grass on the bottom, and I would just throw boxes and stuff down. I was like, oh, nothing will break in here, because we didn't want to move it down the like pillows, all kinds of stuff. We just tossed off the balcony.
Why would you need to set something up for a pillow? You just throw it down and they'll catch it.
Well, yeah, that. But some of the stuff, just in case.
So like a box of old folders
whatever.
Or something.
Yeah.
You'll just toss it out.
Yeah,
okay, it makes sense.
Anything that I wouldn't break.
No, you wouldn't
like,
break.
Not dishes, but yeah.
All right. Hello, guys. I had a problem I came across on a recent road trip to San Antonio. I typically avoid using public restrooms when traveling, but this day I had a coffee and a kolache. About 20 minutes later, I was in the Dunham zone and needed to pull over.
Oh, no.
I stopped at a non-Beaver gas station to go number two.
Both
stalls were occupied, so I waited a couple of minutes. I could clearly hear both guys scrolling their phones a good 3 to 5 minutes. I was about to go bad bathroom on myself, so I told one of the cashiers that someone has been in the stall for 10 minutes, so they came out and knocked. Person opened the door like 15 seconds later. Am I the jerk or a coward for not knocking on the door myself and relying on a worker?
I wouldn't say jerk. Coward, I mean, I don't
coward
know. That situation,
play a little bit.
Like, if you got to go, go. Like, hey, man, are you guys about to wrap up? I'm about to go, man. I got to go. When are y'all done? I probably would just talk out loud to say that. Like I'm going to go in the sink. Like, this has to happen.
Oh, man. Yeah, I would say...
Do? Is that better than the ladies' room across the hall?
The sink? Like, you might have
to... that's probably
in
is
that
better.
Question, I might knock and be like, hello, is there anyone in here? But then I feel like you do have to let the workers know, hey,
yeah.
I got to go.
Yeah, I'm about to use the ladies' bathroom,
like,
because...
It's in my pants right now if I don't go.
You can see it in his pants.
I don't feel like, though, that there should be a time limit in that, because if...
I don't either.
Like, if you can hear the doom scrolling, that's one thing.
Yeah, but then you don't know, are they...
But a person that's going to loiter in a public bathroom and scroll their phone, that's just a different kind of mindset. Because, like, look, at home, I'm chilling. And... But if you're in public, you got to know that it's in and out.
Yeah.
Got to know. That's going to be taught in the Donovan Independent School.
It can't come out.
There's no time for labor.
No.
The baby needs to be born.
Go, let's go. Deliver.
Let's get in there.
Deliver and get out.
Right. Deliver the baby.
Or babies,
or whatever it
is. Maybe having triplets. You maybe having quadruplets. Yeah, who knows?
After coffee and a kolache, it could be anything.
Right. So you got
it cleaned up and let somebody else get in there.
That's true. And in the public, yes. You know what? If I had a store like that or a gas station, knowing that you only had a 2 or 3 stalls or whatever, I would put a time limit poster on the door.
I mean, you gotta get in and get out.
5-minute limit, unless there's emergency. But if you're
do what you gotta do,
no phones allowed.
You gotta have like
it's like a concert. You gotta check it at the door.
You have to. I'm gonna stand there and bag your phone, and then you give you a ticket. So when you come back out, you can grab.
Might be frivolous spending as a business to hire somebody to have to attend that.
Hey,
but
man,
hey, that's your business.
I think everyone will enjoy the time limit and know you gotta get in and get out.
Yeah, if I'm traveling, if it's a road trip, then chances are my bag's with me. And if that's the case, I have my earpods with me. And I wear those to the bathroom so I can't hear anybody else. So I can just pretend I'm alone.
You can rip and not feel weird about it?
Well, more so, I don't want to hear the other people's.
Why is that the case? That's what the bathroom is for.
I can't.
Who cares?
That sound is arguably the worst sound in
someone ripping like that? Like you rip all the time.
No, not that.
Oh, the actual...
It's the release, I think.
Yeah. Do you think that's the worst sound of all time?
I don't like it. It's like that soft sponge tearing sound. I don't want it.
The worst sound of all time is a chair moving across the floor.
Pretty bad.
That's the worst sound
like
of all time.
It's just, I don't know why, like, because then you're visualizing it, and it's just,
why would you do that?
It's like the Sarlacc pit. You're like, no, I don't want
it.
And then I can't go because I'm all, like, thinking about somebody else. It's horrible. So it's just easier if I have my earbuds. What?
So maybe we should pump music in public bathrooms.
Yes, we should. Like peaceful, quality music.
Right, elevator music.
Right, to relax people.
Or that. Or the Vegas club music.
Or
maybe
Johnny Chimes
hyped
or something.
Up the big game.
Yeah, whatever. Like, you got to relax and then...
Or we can have some of the sing-alongs. So maybe, Oh, my God. You know what? I'd go to more public bathrooms if this is playing. It made me feel better.
And you're like, all right, now I can go.
Ba-bum, 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 ba-bum.
Like, man, even here.
All right, let's go. Let's go.
If I had to go here, because we have that little weird trailer.
Oh, my gosh. I'm horrified.
I would drive back to the hotel as fast as possible.
Yeah.
Or just, I don't know what I would do.
I know. You'd have to take a couple of segments because there's no way. There's not, unless it's pure, absolute emergency. As quick as I can to get out.
Right. And then, like, you feel somebody open the door, and you know there's somebody standing right there, and you're just sitting there with your pants down. I can't. It's horrible. That's why at home, I can only do it at home or in a hotel or something. Yeah, like
well, the hotel is your home for the week, so you're very comfortable there.
Although I have discovered if you're on a road trip and you can't find a decent place to go, just go to the closest hospital because their bathrooms are super clean. You just walk in like you're going to visit somebody and go right to the bathroom.
Hotel's a good play, too.
Yeah, hotels, yeah. Well.
A certain level hotel.
Right. Because sometimes the lobby hotel bathroom may be a bit ignored.
Yeah, the Akana Hotel, maybe not the best choice. Yeah.
And a lot of the times at hospitals, it's a solo person bathroom, so you can be in there alone and it's all right.
You kind of walk around in circles trying to find your spot. It'd be great. All right, that's Am I the Jerk for this week. Am I the Jerk, 1310@gmail.com.